Hey, y'all. Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast brought to you by Third Axis Outfitters. Tim and Mike in studio for a little bit of a different type of intro.
Yeah.
What we usually do.
A little different.
We spent the weekend in our outdoor booth. I'm going to emphasize outdoor booth for a reason. at Hunting and Fishing Days at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds here in Southern Illinois. And we recorded, I don't know, I put multiple because I don't really know how many we did, but
yeah,
we'll say we recorded multiple shows from our outdoor booth. I think we had six altogether, believe it or not.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of those are going to be combined into one because they were a little short, 7 or 8 minute segments, and
yeah,
others are, you know, in that 20 to 30 minute range or whatever. So, mm-hmm. There won't be six ultimately altogether, but
yeah,
at least
we
three,
had some quality guests.
We did.
Yeah.
A little disclaimer. I mentioned, we did have an outdoor booth, so sound quality will be a little bit different than what it is here in the studio. However, I was playing one of the shows back this morning, and it doesn't sound bad at all. So
nice.
I wrote that before I listened, but sound quality may not be an issue at all, although I thought it might. There were many distractions while recording, including but not limited to the multitude of duck and goose calls that were going on to our left.
We had a lot.
A waterfowl call maker that was set up, and I did it 6 or 7 hours a day. That's all you heard was duck and goose calls blowing over there.
Yeah.
We had the axe throwing going to our right.
Mm-hmm.
The random helicopter that flew over, and I thought for a minute it was going to land on the pavilion that we were under.
It sounded like it. It was pretty close.
And, you know, you never know when just some random kangaroo is just going to happen to, you know, stop by.
Yeah. Kangaroo.
That was interesting.
Oh, my God.
Camo the Clown, Mr. Dave Freeman, joined us, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yep.
The wind and the dust sucked.
Yeah. But day two was the dusty day. Day one wasn't really too bad. Like, wasn't really dusty or windy, but
this Rodecaster that we record on, it took me a good solid 15, 20 minutes to wipe it all down. I started with compressed air. I was blowing all the air off of it, and then I came back with a Lysol wipe, and I was wiping it down. That's why there's like the little lint fabrics all over the place.
I was going to say, it's very shiny today, which is nice.
Got her all cleaned up, hopefully.
Yeah.
Anyway, we tried to keep those recordings shorter than our usual weekly show, so we kept them in that 20 to 30 minute range for the most part, and we will release those shows weekly along with our main show. So
yeah,
the main show goes out on Fridays. The other one will go out someday that's not Friday,
some other day. Yeah, a non-Friday day.
That's right.
Yeah.
What'd you think about the show?
I thought it was pretty interesting. I've been to it before.
Yeah, but the first time you've ever been to it from out the vendor side.
The backside, you
know, yeah. Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. Got to talk to a lot of people. And
yes.
Not even just about the podcast, just about hunting in general and getting ready for season. Yep. And, you know.
But everything, really.
Yep.
Yeah. Segues perfectly into this. We are very appreciative of everyone who stopped by and said hello, introduced themselves, supported us by buying merch.
Yep.
We moved a lot of merch.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I can't complain about that. And your son and my daughter were a huge help all weekend long, helping us out.
Rock stars.
Moving that merch while you and I goofed off and recorded podcasts and went and visited some campers and
ate food,
drank a few beers.
Yeah. Well, a couple of them. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely did them.
It was a good time. Oh, man, here we go. Backwoods Bowhunter is proud to support and use our newest and latest and greatest sponsor, J&S Scents.
Love them.
You've been using J&S Scent for how many years?
Well, if that camel thing was 7 years, it's probably been about 6, 7 years now.
Okay, so I told the owner of the company, Jeff, that I'll be honest with you, I have never used your scent brand, but that's all going to change. They have jumped on board with our podcast, J&S Scents. Always fresh, never frozen. And that is Jeff's guarantee that he takes very seriously, as we learned in the podcast. So there'll be an episode dedicated just to J&S that you'll hear. Some of my favorite products that I was excited about, the Scrape Rage Gel.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. Chill Pills. And the very latest and greatest, newest, Squeeze a Pea.
Squeeze a Pea.
Squeeze a Pea, which will be featured on Dirty Jobs. I'm sure most people in the listening audience have probably seen Mike Rowe and Dirty Jobs on, I think it's on Discovery.
Yeah, I think you said Discovery.
Yeah, so that will air this December. Dirty Jobs stopped at JNSense and filmed an episode there. So. Yep. Pretty cool. You and I are going to go do the same thing. We're not going to film an episode.
Yeah, we're not going to film an episode there.
We might do some filming. I don't know. But we're going to go pay a visit and get into the nitty gritty and see how it's all done. And
definitely bottling our own pee.
You know, if you're gonna work together, you might as well go see what it's all about.
Hell yeah.
He came with us and did the podcast and saw what that was all about. So now we get to go see what collecting deer pee is all about.
Great guy.
So check out JNS Sense. You can do that at jssense.com, or you can call Jeff, the owner, directly at 618-614-4051. Again, 618-614-4051, and he will fill your order directly.
Yep. And he says he does not deliver on Fridays because it'd have to sit for an extra day before it got delivered, so he doesn't mess around.
Yes, that's how he takes Always Fresh very seriously.
Very seriously.
Also, Scent Crusher. I geek out when we start talking about ozone, and
you do get excited.
I do.
Yep.
When that family was in front of the booth and they were talking about it, I almost leaped over the table to get over there to just talk to them about
Excuse
ozone.
Excuse me.
I do love their gear bag and their closet, which of course runs the ozone system in it. Good stuff. And I matter of fact, Saturday was a warmer day than Sunday at the show, and my hat built up kind of a nasty, funky smell.
Yep.
Just from head sweat, and I brought it home that evening and threw it on a 10-minute ozone cycle, and smell gone.
Smell gone.
Smell gone. Let's see. Killer food plots. I'm using right now the Borderline, the Resurrection Clover, and the Deep Woods. You're using just the Deep Woods.
Yep.
The Borderline has grown remarkably well. I can't be happier. The Resurrection Clover was super slow to start for me, but we have been in an absolute drought.
And yep.
I know that's why, just not enough rain.
Yeah.
But we got that last rain, a week or so ago. I went out there this morning and checked it, and I'm actually seeing some sprouting clovers finally. You know?
There you go.
I already had some, but it was very patchy, and now it's starting to fill in more, so that's good. I also went this morning. This is the first time I've stepped foot into the woods. Just trying to stay out of there, getting ready for deer season, to check on the Deep Woods.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No?
Nothing. Now, what I think has happened, again, it's been a drought.
Yep.
That damn pack of turkeys that I'm getting, there were 7 of them this morning right outside this window, right here.
Good
right
Lord.
Outside our podcast window. Every time that I see them, that's where they're coming from, is that section of the woods.
Yeah. Like
that cone. If they enter the woods in the southeast corner here, that deep one of, I have two. I didn't go check the second one, but the first Deep Woods plot is only 30 or 40 yards in.
Yeah.
I think they've just destroyed the seed between them and the squirrels. And
yeah,
because I looked at that ground where I've raked it all out, cleared it, got it down to dry dirt. I don't see a seed one laying on it anymore. So I just think the critters of the forest took care of that for me.
Feed time.
Yep. Havilon Knives. You got yours hooked to you?
I have sweatpants on today, so it would have looked awkward. I thought about putting it on, but it would pull my pants down.
I do have my Havilon hooked to me everywhere I go.
I do take mine everywhere when I don't have sweatpants on.
Gotcha. Let's see. Where else can we go here? Charred Oak Q. That's where you can get seasonings for your venison. So when you put your put your deer on the ground and you want to throw it on the grill, hook that backstrap up on the grill, you got to flavor it, right?
Yeah, you have to.
All right. You can check out Charred Oak Q for that.
Nice.
Other than that, keep in mind, like I said, it was an outdoor show, and enjoy the little episodes. I mean, I think there's some good stuff that came from it.
Yeah. So. I hear some good conversation in there and some little bit of humor. Once in a while, we throw that in there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think Jeff did blush a little bit when we talked about our children.
Yes, he did. It was a good time. So anyway, enjoy all of them, and we look forward to doing it at the next show.
Absolutely.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck, as it slips through the tall oaks. That encounter with a bull elk that is so close, you can feel its breath. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bow Hunter. And now, it's time to go full draw in the backwoods.
Backwoods Bow Hunter Podcast. Introduce your friend.
Hey, this is Jason Fritz.
I met Jason, but I'm introducing him to the rest of the listeners.
Well, now the world knows who he is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you're identified as Mike's friend. I'm going to make that clear up front.
Wow.
Maybe more acquaintance.
Okay. We'll go with it. Yeah.
Stick with acquaintance.
Yeah.
So tell the background here, somebody, how we know each other.
Oh, Jason, let it rip.
I mean, I know it goes all the way back to, like, adult films, you know, in your youth and stuff. But
back when we did porn.
Yeah, he taught me how to do it. So, you know, he was my mentor because he is very much older than I am. So
yeah,
you ain't wrong.
I appreciate that.
No, we worked together up at, where we work. We won't name any names on that, of course. But besides just working together, talking to each other, having things in common, such as hunting, wrestling, things that we both enjoy.
You enjoy it. Do you do wrestling or you just watch it?
I just watch. Okay. I've just been a fan. I do not have the build to do such things.
Hey,
so.
You never know.
Yeah. But, I mean, having some things in common, of course, he's a Cubs fan and I'm a diehard Cardinals fan. So is this guy. I know. I've heard. So I don't feel bad for you, Michael.
You have a seat at this table.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just for that reason.
But riding back to work together just to save some gas through that whole $5 gallon thing. Really getting to know each other, so
that was a help.
Yeah. Are you from here?
Yeah, I'm from Heron.
Okay.
Yeah, I live just right in the middle of town. Hopefully moving very soon.
Yeah.
Down towards the Gorville area. But yeah.
With property to hunt.
There you go.
Just in case we need to go somewhere.
Nothing wrong with that. So did you go to school in here?
Yeah. I graduated from Marion High School. I went to John A. Logan went for criminal justice, which obviously working where I'm working, I am not using that degree. What I really wanted to do was actually
my criminal justice from Logan too.
Yeah. I really wanted to get into IDNR. That was my big plan. And when I graduated, they were hiring a lot of veterans. I needed a job and I got into said jobs and moved into management, and then wife and the kids come along, you kind of have to stick with something that you know you got a steady income, and that's kind of where I've gone with that.
Cool. So you're a hunter. What a wide array of hunting, or just whitetails?
Just whitetail. I mean, I've done some dove hunting and some squirrels and everything, which I know Mike enjoys. But
I hate squirrels.
Well, since...
Yeah. Since we mentioned it, I hate squirrels.
There we go.
I like it. But... whitetail is what I've been into.
Shoot a crossbow by chance?
I have a crossbow. I picked up a crossbow because my wife, which you guys met when she came up here, she cannot pull back and hold the legal weight of a compound.
Well,
so,
she's small. She's a small frame woman.
Right, and my boy's, he's 10 years old. He's getting excited to start getting into it. In fact, like I was telling Mike, I'm tired of the party. I got my tree stand set up yesterday. I usually use a climber, but I found on Facebook a two-man stand for $90. Brand new, in the box and everything.
And then you get the kids out.
And then you get the kids out. And get the wife out, which I'm sure with her, she doesn't like getting up, so it's going to be an evening hunt with the wife.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong hunting at night.
No, not at all.
No.
I like every aspect of the evening hunting other than if you shoot the animal. Mm-hmm. Dealing with it in those wee hours, trying to that kind of sucks. But
it absolutely does.
Where you do it in the morning, you can get it taken care of, dropped off at the processor.
Take your time to go track that sumbitch.
Unless you have a canine,
right. Which Tim now has a canine.
Which I absolutely will be talking to Tim at some point if I need said canine.
Little quick plug for Backwoods canine tracking right there. Just a quick plug.
I get it.
We're not about cheap plugs.
What's up, Travis? How are you, buddy?
Tim knows everybody. This shit's crazy up here. Yeah. Yeah, everybody walks by. He's like, hey, that's Tim. I'm like, I'm Mike. They don't care.
Yeah, so you were an officer in Heron?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of familiar where I'm at, of course. You still live in Heron, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I'm in Heron, but not by much. So we're out by the Big Muddy River.
All right.
So almost out of town.
So kind of going towards Ziegler and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My in-laws live in Ziegler, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I graduated from Heron, so when you said Heron, I didn't know if you graduated from there, but you said Marion's.
It was Marion. My mom still lives in Marion and everything. When I was growing up and moving out of the house, instead of paying so much for rent at 20 years old, I was like, I can pay $75 more and actually own something. So I bought my house when I was 20. I've been there since. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
How long have you been hunting?
Since I was that little girl's height.
So right your whole there. Life, basically.
Yeah. That's my whole life. I haven't done as much hunting as I like to as far as like into my adult life, just because with work and kids and everything, I didn't go out at all last year because of the shift I was on and everything else that we had going on. I felt awful about it. And I don't like doing public land at all. I'm not a fan of it. Anytime I've ever hunted a public land, which has been a total of 5 times, not much, but every single time I've had somebody walk right underneath my tree stand just after getting in there. So I'm not all about it. But I had a buddy that I used to work with that I hunted out a couple times, you know, last time would have been 2 years ago, this coming up season. I never got anything to the last season. I gave a deer a good haircut with a broadhead. But
was it a solid buck or
it was a doe. He knew he had a lot of does on the property and everything. And one thing I also notice is as I'm getting older, my eyes aren't as great as they used to, especially on judging distances without using a rangefinder, because I just went, you know, that looks about 30 yards and everything. Yeah. That's what I've always done, and I've been successful with it. But yeah, I'm getting older, so
that shit starts to go when you get older.
It does. It does.
You get Tim's age, forget it. It's gone.
Yeah. You got to use a rangefinder at this point.
Yeah, so I have one now, but my best buddy, he's got a sister who lives out towards the Gorville area. She asked me about some little projects around the house if I knew anybody knew how to do it, and then just got us into talking about her property I used to hunt on years ago as well. Hunting on again, got that stand up. I'm ready to rock.
Sweet. And yeah. A bow you shoot?
I shoot an old PSC deer hunter. Okay. So yeah. my dad bought it for me when I was probably 15 years old. I've had it ever
still
since.
Still the same bow? Oh, wow.
Still the same bow. I would like to graduate to Matthews or Hoyt and everything at some point, but, you know, again, with trying to look
There's
for...
There's the man right there.
Trying to look for a new home at some point.
Jump on there, Camo. Here.
There we go.
There's Dave Freeman. What's going on, brother?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good.
Took a second.
Sit down. How you doing?
You don't need that, do you?
No, no, no.
How's it going? How's your show? Get up there where we can
hear
you.
I actually had a real good show this morning for a 10:30 show. A lot of people. We had a couple big events here, you know, in the area. We had a big cross-country race. Brought more people in, you know. Anytime the kids are out there,
yeah.
The grandparents and the parents, and then we have a big horse show going on over here. So I think that's what's brought the numbers in here today. Plus the fantastic weather.
There's a lot of people here, that's for sure.
There is.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have been out to where they have the kids fishing either, but that little pond has got quite a bit of poles going in the water, which is fantastic.
Good.
I asked my wife if they had that this year.
Yeah, it's a far pond straight out.
Okay.
I haven't been up there, but I've got to get up there. I usually know most of the people that's up there doing
it. Get close to that, Camo. Come on now.
Get close?
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Okay, Backwoods K9 Tracking.
This is the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast. This is the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're worldwide. We're famous.
Right here from Hunting and Fishing Days.
You're a celebrity. Do you want the headset so you can hear us?
Actually, I better back off, right?
No, don't be
I'm
scared.
Fine. I'm fine.
You're right.
I hear this.
Don't be scared. We don't
too.
Bite.
I don't know what's up with that.
Squealing there.
Maybe you were fine where you were. Well, let's not do that.
I get too close. Can you
there
hear
you
me
go.
Now?
I'm good.
Okay.
If you're good, I'm good.
I am good. I'm great, fantastic. In my old age, it's sweet. I'm changing the world one kid at a time to get them to go to the outdoors. I always say, why? It's like CSI. It's a place of discovery.
You had a heck of a line going in there when we were...
Excuse me?
I said you had a heck of a line when we were inside earlier.
Thank you. I, when I'm up there on stage...
What is that doing that for?
Maybe his megaphone right down here.
Let's do that.
I don't know if there's any kind of interference on that.
Is that more better?
That's it.
That's definitely more better.
That was it, Camo.
There we go.
Now.
Sweet. Wow.
Winner, now winner. Chicken dinner.
Now I can...
There it is.
That's a little weak right now.
Mike, you need to learn about some
calls. You've been
doing
it all day, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's got me. I do a pretty sweet turkey.
Do you?
I can't do it here, though. I got to really prepare.
I got to do a little bit of English here.
I can.
It's not too good either. A little raspy. A little drainage right now.
I have his on the soundboard that I could play, but you'd have to have those on to hear it.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
So it'll take my word for it. It's great.
It's quality.
But, it doesn't matter what it sounds like to us. It matters what it sounds like to a turkey.
You got it.
And I have called in several turkeys by just going, that's good when you call them in like that. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Boom. You just, boom. It's the best package of meat there is. Protein, essential acids, iron, and vitamin B12 there is.
Mike needs somebody to go turkey hunting with him, so.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've got plenty. I know that. Where are you from?
I live in Benton.
Benton? Oh, yep. Okay, I won't hold it against you.
Are you still on the river in Ziegler?
My son just bought a place next to my property. I have the property right on Big Muddy, and then I live about a quarter off of Big Muddy there, yeah, right on the edge of Ziegler. Yeah, and life's sweet in my old age. It might be I'm happy, a happy camper. It might be dementia or Alzheimer's, but I'm happy.
Happy's all that matters, Camo. It don't matter.
Oh, it is. Life is sweet at 70, I'm telling you. I'll be 71 in a couple months, and still rocking and rolling, moving, grooving, shaking bacon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Still running 5Ks?
You got to work at it. No, but I do sprints every other morning. I do 10 sprints, 100 yards long.
Good Lord.
And then I walk vigorously back to the same spot and run it again. That way I can get out there. I live on a dead-end road, so I can get it out and get her done. Go on to something else.
Nice.
Because I've got about 100 things. I'm also, don't mean to toot my horn, but we're making conversation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about anything
I'm
you want.
I'm very proud of. I'm proud of trying to inspire kids to go to the great outdoors, but I also go to 30 to 50 military funerals a year. And I'm actually commander of our little post 177. A couple years ago, I was president of the Rend Lake Tourism Board. And then I just became a member because I just finally had to drop out because I got too many other irons in the fire. I'm the president of a cemetery board.
Yeah.
And four grandchildren. And I bought a place in Florida to try to catch an old trailer to try to catch a 10-pound bass.
So what I'm hearing is you got a lot of free time.
That's right. I got so many orange marks on my calendar. It's crazy. It's crazy. Good.
I remember the last time I saw you. I either saw you, it was either at the Ashley Jackson 5K there in Ziegler, or I saw you at Finn and Feather Club. One of the
Feather,
two.
I think.
It might have been. But.
Yeah. The last couple of years, I missed that Jackson Gals. Yeah, that's where I ran my fastest time. I ran a 21:45 when I was 60.
Yeah,
so I was proud of that.
How far was that?
5K, 3.1 mile.
I could get a mile in about that, maybe.
I was going to say, you don't run to the bathroom in 21:45.
No.
Well,
no.
It's just like anything else. You got to work at it.
I'll lift weights, but I ain't running.
A lot of, excuse me?
I said, I'll lift weights, but I ain't running.
There you go. Yeah. I have a brother that's run marathon. He's probably run 100 marathon. He cannot lift weights. He just hates that with a passion. But he can run down that road. He's even had to run a couple 100-mile races.
Golly.
So anyway, I got to keep moving.
I'm
advertising for my show at 3:30.
Okay.
And like I say, I want them to go to the great outdoors because it is awesome, majestic, pristine, incredible.
Yep.
It is a geological library. It's a giant classroom, exquisite amphitheater, and an empire of grandeur. It's bedazzling, Brazilian. It's super duper. It's super califragilisticexpialidocious, and it can be quite atrocious. It's buck wild, crazy wild, fast and furious. And wow, we got to go out there and get us some.
Absolutely,
it'll change your life. You cannot fathom.
Nope.
even as an adult, what you're going to see in the great outdoors.
And it's never the same.
It's never the same.
Nope.
And it's about hearing, smelling, seeing, and tasting. And that's like you go out there, and some mornings the birds are singing to you, and you know when a bird sings, it's like the first day of creation. It's like a splash of sunshine through a waterfall. Birds have a tremulous, vibrating tongue, a silver repertoire, a bubbling delirium of ecstatic music, an outbreak, a melodious, irrepressible glee. And they sing for you, and like my backyard, I feed the birds, and it's like opening a box of Crayolas. And them little red and blue and yellow things are just flying out through the yard. It's just, wow. And I can smile. That's just like when you hunt and fish. And, oh, you guys do this, too. You go down the road, try to keep your eyes on the road, but you see that inside corner and you say, I could kill a deer mm-hmm. right there.
Yep.
Or you see that outside corner and say, I could
see it all a little bit differently than everybody else.
I could see a coyote. I could catch a coyote right there or a fox.
Yep.
And so when I go down the road, I see that flower now. In my old age, I appreciate everything.
Yep.
And speaking of that, several years ago, we went to a buddy of mine was moved and went to work in Wyoming, and so we went all Mount Rushmore. And Mount Rushmore is a rush. It's cool to see that. And when kids get awestruck, it builds character, compassion, creativity. It makes them dream bigger, and dreamers are the inventors and saviors of the world. But I was going down the road. We was coming back from Jackson Hole. We went through Yellowstone, and it was like a Pentecost revival. And we were going, Jesus, 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 like all the outcropping. Yeah. It was cool. And so we're going down the road, coming out of Jackson Hole, 10 or 20 miles, and there's beautiful flowers on the side of the road. So I get up and I say, Bet, I'm going to turn around. I got to see that. I went back, turned around, and I was taking pictures, and I said, God, look at that. And some clown had come up here with a fluorescent spray paint and spray painted this flower that color. And it wasn't real.
For the podcast audience clarity here, when you said some clown, you don't mean like what you're doing it right was. Now is Camo the clown. We're talking
a bona fide clown.
Hey. We're talking about an idiot.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, okay.
Weren't you a police officer?
Yes, sir.
One time?
I thought so. Yeah.
And thank you for your service. You know, social media has done to the police officers what the It movie has done to the clowns.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up doing clown stuff in Fin and Feather. I started out. That's how I started. They put me in charge of the kids' games out there when I was about 23 or 24 years old. And then I started a reptile amphibian show. And then I saw the Shriners, how they captured the kids' attention. And then I saw my kids watching TV. And I'd say, let's eat. And they wouldn't even listen to me. So I said, I've got to teach life lessons. And I'm saying, I've been, you know, it's kind of like the old song says, I was country before country was cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing this before there was really a need to it, just because I loved it so much. I wanted to share everything.
Yeah.
I used to sing. I had all kinds of critters. Matter of fact, I got a little live reptile amphibian show now. But anyway, I've watched it decline, and I scare so many kids now. It's crazy bad. You know, when I was working for Bass Pro, I'd be at the door, and there'd be 15,000 people there at a soft opening. About half the little girls would come in and go, take off running. And that's the social media did that to the police officers.
Yep.
But in some cases, like our small towns, it's helped them. That's just like me. I do the little speech for Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and I've got the whole town hollering, back the blue, and I'm introducing the police officers and all that.
Nice.
And so we got to work at it, and, you know, depends on who's running them cities, what they've done.
Yeah,
you got it, sir.
That's it.
Okay, hey, I won't bore you anymore.
Hey, thanks, sir.
Man.
Go to the
Take
great
care,
outdoors, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, we end every podcast by saying, get your kids outdoors.
Oh,
that's how
every
we end.
Show.
Oh, don't you feel sorry for them that don't?
Yes.
Yeah. Those kids that don't, you know, we got to go green, get off that screen. I made this one up. Get out of that room, you're going to be a shrewd or a mushroom. Come on. Let's go.
Yep.
We'll see you. I also made this one up. For the PETA people. I like to eat rabbits and squirrels.
Mike doesn't like squirrels.
I don't like squirrels. We'll eat them. I told you we'd get them on the show. I hate squirrels. I hate them. But I told you we'd get Camel on. We didn't have to book him. He just got attracted to our show.
Tell you, it'd be
Camel's
probably
a good dude.
I think it'd be a good idea to have him in the Whiskey and Whitetail studio.
He is wound for saying. He only lives from our studio. He only lives 8 minutes.
Right.
Something like that. I mean, right. He's not far at all. But Yep. That's a quality. So for the listeners, that is Camo the Clown. Camo the Clown. You can, pretty sure he has, I believe he has a website even, I think.
I don't know, but Mikey took some pictures, so I can forward them to you, and we can get them on the
I got a couple also I'll send you.
Okay.
He's very tightly affiliated with the higher-ups in the Bass Pro industry, and he's used that platform correctly because it's put him in front of a lot of people to do what he just got done talking about, get kids involved and so forth.
All right, and I remember seeing him years ago when I was younger. So
Yeah. He's been around a minute.
I can hear him whistling from here.
Yeah. His brother is a state trooper, or was a state trooper. That's how I got to know him. But, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm just shook.
A camo
that we
disruption.
We had Camo the Clown right here.
A camo disruption is always a good thing. I guess
Good.
Kill that.
And then he tried to mess up our feed, and then the engineer figured it out.
I couldn't figure out for the life of me what that squeal was.
No,
I mean,
me
nailed it. Yeah, you nailed
it. I'm doing this. I'm backing up. I'm covering my mic. I'm looking. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, I was just noticing what's changed since he showed up, and I saw a little deal hanging from him. He was all set.
Me and Tim aren't that quick. Well, no, I'm not.
Well, I'm also used to being inside of a confined, controlled environment where I know what my equipment is, and we're not out here in the...
I'm getting boob sweat.
Getting distractions from everywhere, but...
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho. He stole your thunder, man.
Oh, man, that's okay. I enjoy talking to him. I think he had probably a lot better stuff to say than I did.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Where are we at on time here? Okay. These callers are driving me crazy.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
We do have to get the hot dog story in.
Oh, that's really a Mike story for the most part. But
yeah. Jason's aware.
Jason made me aware of the hot dog story, so.
Yeah. I have no shame to my game. I love a nice truck stop hot dog.
Especially from Love's. It's got to be from Love's.
From Love's. I was going to say, it can't just be a truck stop hot dog.
It's got to be. Not just a truck stop. It's a Love's hot dog at about 1 in the morning.
All beef.
All beef.
Oh, so this is on the way home.
Just on the way home from work, yeah. Okay. That's my snack. We used
I thought
to be
maybe
my snack.
You were getting like the pre-work meal in.
Oh, no. You can't function on that. It's too good. Yeah. We used to have to call them. And there was this lady that worked there, Valerie. She has passed away since, which is a very sad story. But this lady, we would call her and be like, hey, we're coming. Make sure there's hot dogs on. Because we would get there and they wouldn't have hot dogs. And me and Zach would have to yell at her and be like, hey, where the hell's the hot dogs? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And too late. So we started calling. And when we got there, she had her hot dogs on the roller ready to go. And she'd keep the little sign in front of them saying, not ready yet. This way we knew they wouldn't be eaten. Yeah, she took care of us. But sadly, she passed away about 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah. So did they always have buns in, or did you?
Nope.
So did you ever get upset about that, Mike?
Yes. We went there twice in a row, no hot dogs.
Now the stories are coming out.
We finally get there, and they've got hot dogs on the roller. Me and Zach are like, yes, they got hot dogs. And they're out of buns. So I had her open a pack off the damn shelf and get me and Zach buns. So the next night, me and Zach brought our own buns,
so
just in case.
When I started working up with these guys, that's all I heard about for weeks, months, whatever, right? Mike goes to another department, and I start riding with Zach because we start coming in a different time to Mike, and we stopped, and we got some of these hot dogs, and I don't know how Mike knew we got the hot dogs, but apparently he was very upset that Zach was cheating on him with getting the hot dogs.
Does he have a kangaroo?
He absolutely has a kangaroo.
That is a
Are
kangaroo.
Are you shitting me? Is that a kangaroo? Bring that thing here. This guy's got a kangaroo here. Holy shit.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, come here. Hop on. We're doing a podcast.
Lean into that and tell us about your kangaroo.
What's your kangaroo's name? Knox. Speak up right in here.
Here.
Knox.
His name is Knox?
How did you acquire a kangaroo?
At Jackson, Missouri. That's where we got him. And you don't have to have a license or anything.
There you go, Mike. You can go get you a kangaroo.
I am getting a kangaroo.
How old is it?
How old is it? 8 months.
8 months old. God, can I pet him?
Does it live in your house? Does it live in your house?
Kinda. We're building a stall outside, but he's got a pen inside too. So.
Wow. They have a real life kangaroo. I am not even playing, people.
Are they really? Yeah.
That is awesome. Is he nice to you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got to carry him everywhere?
I don't have to, but I can.
Does he jump really high?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to race him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I bet that goes well.
Have you ever beat him?
Yeah.
Wow. I bet once he gets a little older, though, he's going to have your number. Did he? Uh-oh.
So what kind of kangaroo is he? I know there's several different...
He's called a red, so he'll be 6 or 7 foot tall.
Dang.
Wow.
That's definitely taller than me.
Absolutely.
Holy moly.
Way taller than I am.
Way taller than us.
He's going to be built a lot bigger than me, too.
I didn't know pet kangaroos were even an option. I had no idea.
Can I touch his tail, or does he get crazy?
His tail feels weird.
Holy cow, that's like a bull whip. Ooh, Lordy.
Yeah, they use that.
That is awesome.
That is fantastic.
That is awesome, bud. Thanks for showing it.
Thank you for sharing your kangaroo with us.
Can they be? Are they housebroken, too?
Yeah, they can be. He's not yet. That's why he wears the diaper.
Right.
They can.
And there's a diaper on this thing.
He'll
this is awesome.
Because he's going to be outside.
Yeah.
He likes to be outside a lot, though.
That's awesome.
That is very cool.
Can they handle our climate okay?
Yeah. I mean, he's probably never been over there.
Right. Right.
He's probably over there and everything. Yeah, he actually gets hot here. More than thinking, pants and stuff.
So I wonder how it would go for wintertime.
That's what I was getting at.
Pretty good pets, though.
Interesting. Yeah. Well,
see you guys.
See you. Have a
Hey, see you. Thank you for letting us pet your kangaroo. Never said that before in my life. That's awesome. Fucking kangaroo.
So sometimes
that is badass.
Sometimes you get interrupted by Camel the Clown. Sometimes you get interrupted by people carrying a kangaroo.
And
kangaroo.
I did take a couple pictures of that.
Did you?
Send you mine,
okay.
So.
Anyway, you were cheated on.
Sorry.
He was cheated on.
Yeah,
he
twice.
He cheated on by going and getting hot dogs.
Yeah.
And
he went and got hot dogs without me.
Now, mind you, I've told Mike this, and he wasn't happy about it. I did not see what the big fascination was with these truck stop hot dogs. I thought, okay, that's all right for especially 2 o'clock in the morning, but, I mean, these guys crave these things. It was around where we work. Everybody knew that Mike and Zach needed to go get some hot dogs.
At Love's Truck Stop in Ina.
Is this a hot dog or hot dogs?
Hot dogs.
Occasionally it was dogs.
With mayonnaise.
No mayonnaise. Shut your mouth. He started that shit there, too. And everyone's like, you eat mayonnaise? I said, no. Just ketchup and a little streak of mustard. That's it.
You don't put a little bit of mayonnaise on the tip?
No. No mayonnaise on the tip.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here
heard
we go.
You like the tip.
Just the tip. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So it's a gas station hot, not only a gas station hot dog, but a 1 o'clock in the morning gas station hot dog.
Yes. And sometimes you got to call and verify that they're going to have them on the rollers. Because when you get there and you're really thinking, man, I want this hot dog, and you get there and it's not there, shit just goes south from there. The rest of the ride home, I'm pissed. I go home, yell at my kids, wake them up. Hey,
wow.
Our employees the next day had to deal with the consequences, too. I would take it out on them.
And then HR gets involved.
Then HR gets involved.
Damn HR. They're always involved.
I'm getting HR after this guy behind us with this damn call. He's terrible.
What do you want to add? I don't know what else we could add to this show. Maybe.
No, I think we're pretty solid.
All right. Thanks for jumping on, man.
I appreciate it. Appreciate meeting you, Tim.
I told
you
we'd get you in here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Enjoyed it.
So if you have a good hunting season and get an opportunity to put an animal on the ground, maybe we'll meet again and
do a
talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about it and see how it goes. But
yeah, hell yeah.
Have a good hunting season.
All right, appreciate it.